My name is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. For the last 4 months, residents of the Thorncliffe Park apartment buildings 71, 75, and 79 have been on rent strike. Starlight, the landlords of the building, at the beginning of the year filed an above-guideline increase of rent for the year of 5.5%. The Ontario guidelines for rent increases has it at 2.5% per year. The reason they gave for the above guideline rent is to accommodate renovations that Starlight is doing to their buildings. On August 22nd, residents who have been participating in the strike announced that they have received a notice of hearing from the Landlord-Tenant Board of Ontario. As the tenants have been withholding their rent, Starlight filed a request to have their eviction cases fast-tracked through the system. The Landlord-Tenant Board agreed. In the package, tenants received, they allege, that Philip Zygmunt and Cole Webben of Rent Evictions TO have helped organize Thorncliffe tenants to create a harassment campaign towards Starlight staff at their places of residence, as well as releasing their names of Starlight and family members. Quote, their mandate appears to be harass, hinder, obstruct, interfere with landlords who file applications at the Landlord-Tenant Board. In particular, landlords who seek relief under the RTA by filing above-guideline increases, says Starlight in the letter. They go on to say, quote, the foreseeable risks include ongoing harassment, workplace violence, and both physical and psychological harm formulated by extreme, hateful, and partisan rhetoric used in their characterization of the landlord's conducts in filing an AGI. Zygmunt responded to these allegations through a press release by the Thorncliffe residents. Quote, the landlord's request not only mischaracterizes the organizing efforts in response to the proposed rent hikes, but makes numerous false claims and baseless allegations, says Zygmunt. The LTB is setting a dangerous precedent that undermines the tenant organizing in Ontario. We reached out to one of the organizers of the rent strike. We go over a brief history of the rent strike and where they are now. For fairness and accuracy in our reporting, we also reached out to Starlight for comment regarding the Landlord-Tenant Board's decision to fast-track their case and give them a chance to respond to the ongoing strike. Here is their full response. Quote, thank you for reaching out to Starlight for comment on the issue at Thorncliffe Park. Your email was forwarded to me for our response. As spokesperson for Starlight Investments, as this matter has now been referred to the Landlord-Tenant Board, we do not feel it is appropriate to provide additional comment at this time, as we do not wish to prejudice the proceedings. Thank you for the opportunity to respond. Regards, Danny Roth, spokesperson at Starlight Investments.
Okay, so to start off, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Samir Ban. I live in the 79 Thorncliffe Park Drive, one of the three buildings, 71, 75, and 79 Thorncliffe, which were affected by the above guideline increase.
The tenants at Thorncliffe have been on rent strike for 5-6 months. Is that correct?
Yeah, basically. So the rent strike have begun since May 1st of this year. And what happened is that as the momentum progressed, there were more and more people who joined the rent strike. So as of moment, there are over 100 person. So it's been like continuous since for me that I've been holding my rent since May of this year. And for others, there were others who joined in by June and by other months as well. So the rent strike have begun since May of this year.
You mentioned that there's over 100 now as of at the end of August. How many did you start out with?
The numbers, they were actually lower than 100 at the beginning, but we progressed over time. As of this moment, I don't really have like a concrete number because we haven't done the counting since we got these quite few updates in the past couple of weeks. As I know so far that it has been over 100 person at the moment so far from the three buildings.
Before we move on to the very big topic that has come up fairly recently, I would like to kind of get the last 4 months or so. So in the last 4 months, since the strike has started, what has been happening?
So what happened is that since May of this year, what happened is the rent strike basically was a tool for us to escalate matters because we never heard from Starlight over the past 2 years since we started acting and since we started doing our own movement in terms of opposing this above guideline increase. So the decision was made by May, and then specifically for me, as an example, I did receive an info notice by the fifth day of the month. So 5 days later, after May 1st, on May 5th, basically, I received this info notice, which kind of tells me that I have until the end of the month to pay my dues or I will get the, or the landlord basically will start the process to evict me. After the end of the month, we didn't hear back from Starlight. We continued with our own, movement and opposition to this above guideline increase by pushing and by showing up at whether if it was for Starlight or the PSP, the owners of the three buildings as well. So we've been there doing our own protests. But at the same time, the rent strike have continued as well. But what happened a month later for me, I get this hearing, from the LTB notice, which kind of mentions that there's a hearing date for me, and this hearing process might lead in my eviction. And this happened to be in regards to the rent strike that I have been participating on. And this happened also to the rest of the other tenants who are still participating with the rent strike. So there are many people who have received their hearing dates in regards to the rent strike they've been participating on. Other than that, we started actually, moving on, and we have this new notice of written hearing.
What does this notice of hearing mean exactly?
So this is in regards to the above guideline increase that our landlords have applied to, for 2020 and for 2023. And basically, it kind of gives us a deadline for us, which to have we have to respond to it, basically. But the most surprising thing is that we have found out that this hearing or this notice of written hearing included also a letter from Starlight, which kind of paints our whole process since we started doing our whole action as a something that is negative and something that is possibly under the fringe of not legal, So I would say that these letters, as Starlight have mentioned, they do not absolutely include, good claims, because they do paint the tenants as they are the aggressors. They are the people who are doing the wrong side or the wrong things. And at the same time, it kind of paints Starlight and its employees that they are being the victim in this kind of action what we are doing. And they kind of build on that they are being threatened by the tenants as well. There have been cases where they've been threatened. And obviously, that wasn't any kind of true for us. On top of that, we have also received another letter with the notice of written hearing, which is kind of the endorsement from an LTB member to fast track the application and to fast track the hearing process. For us, this was really surprising because not only that Starlight have attacked our whole movement, which we have begun against this AGI, but to also accept their claim and to accept also the LTB member endorsement letter itself to say that these things that have been mentioned are true, and it is in the benefit of tenants that this application for above guideline increase gets fast tracked, and then the written hearing need to be done immediately. So this was really surprising for us.
This notice from the Landlord Tenant Board, the LTB, also came with a letter from Starlight. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes.
What exactly did this letter say?
Well, as I mentioned, briefly, like the letter itself holds claims that it is in the interest of, like, not in the interest, but basically, it is in the best practice that this hearing gets shortened and fast tracked, and the application gets done immediately because there are these claims that Starlight have made, which paints our whole actions and movements we have been doing as something that is wrong, that is something not right to do. And we are doing what we have been doing with rent strike right now. We are participating and doing something illegal. That's the kind of terms that Starlights have used in this letter. But at the same time, they do also mention other individuals who are assisting us with the whole process, like in terms of giving advices, like for instance, Philip Zygmunt and Kevin and Cole. For all those people, like they were really like individuals who were giving us advices, but they kind of Starlight paints them that they were like in the side of who were pushing us to do all these illegal things to do. Many of these claims that Starlight have mentioned, as I they're absolutely we have every right to do rent strike because this is our own way to say that we do not want the above guideline increase. All the claims that have been made on this letter, they're absolutely untrue in terms of harassment. There never been any kind of harassment by tenants against Starlight employees or anything. We would absolutely not endanger any person's life, but to say these things on this letter and to be accepted, these claims to be accepted as well, it's kind of ironic for us to say that perhaps maybe the LTB itself and Starlight fight have sided together to, you know, stop our rent strike.
And when you received this letter, what was going through your head?
I immediately have decided that the LTB right now, which have sided with the Starlight, most of these claims, we do not have even the time to properly answer them and to properly respond to them. Because right now we are given a deadline by September the 15th to respond to this above guideline increase application. And we're not really sure whether are we going to respond to Starlight claims, which are absolutely untrue, or are we going to respond to the endorsement letter from the LTB member, or are we going to, respond to the above guideline application itself. There are three things we need to do. And this for us, the letter itself, it kind of adds, insult to injury for us, because Starlight doesn't want to engage with us to speak. But at the same time, they say that they're feeling threatened by our actions.
In the last 4 months of this rent strike, have you or any other people from these buildings, has anyone actually directly spoken to anyone at Starlight?
Well, that's never happened. We have requested for Starlight so far to speak with them as a group, because we have been, there is a collective action here, collective agreement that this above guideline increase is going to affect everyone. Well, we should not be the one who is paying for whatever Starlight's does with the buildings in terms of renovation or anything. This is the property of Starlight itself. So we have asked Starlight for that, but Starlight's, most of the time, they kept opting for asking to meet individuals separately, like meet people individually at time slot spaces, like basically 15 minutes, which is absolutely not enough for everyone to meet with any person from Starlight. So we ask that we do not, meet individually, but we also want to meet collectively with Starlight and tell them that we do not want this above guideline increase. They need to feel the pressure from us as well, as we are right now feeling the pressure by this above guideline increase. For us, as I said, like, we have been trying to speak with Starlight. We have been trying to speak with the PSP as well, but no member has been, willing to speak with us.
Your only form of communication with Starlight so far in the last 4 months has been through indirect means, like letters.
Well, we have been trying to push the PSP and Starlight as well, both of them, that they need to give us a commitment to stop this above guideline increase or to withdraw it. But instead, there were no kind of commitment, no kind of answer from any person. And, even like communication with email, it has to do mostly with the routine work, like stuff if we request for maintenance or other things. For this, we directly went to Starlight, because Starlight is not really the management office. It's Greenwin, which we're like partner with Starlight in terms of managing the whole buildings. But we do want from the decision makers from Starlight to withdraw the above guideline increase.
A bit earlier, I think you touched on it briefly. Is this the first time an above guideline increase has happened at Thorncliffe?
I'm not really sure about the neighborhood itself, even though that I hear sometimes that there are other buildings in Thorncliffe Park that are having similar issues. But in terms of the my building and the three buildings associated with this, I've been here since 8 years. And so far, this is probably the first above guideline increase application. And it happened just suddenly to be that it was right after Starlight acquired the buildings a year later, which the work have started to happen in terms of renovation projects. But at the same time, 2 years later, we started having this above guideline increase application and saying that we're going to be adding up to 9% over the 2 years as an extra, we have to pay for because of the renovations. My understanding is this is the first time it happens, and it is the first time we are feeling that we need to stop this as well.
What is the state of repair of the building now? I understand that's going through renovations.
Yes, renovations start still happening. There are still works being done right now. There are the garage area and the outside, parking areas. That's where the work is happening. We don't understand what other works might be happening as well, but everything has been disrupted for us, because even when the first work started with the balconies, we understand that for over years, the grass itself wasn't being cut. And this created a problem for us where our units have really an infestation of bugs. It's creating a problem for us, including For others who have other issues like health problems, this could lead to other respiratory problems as well. So it's definitely like a big issue for us because, this has been disruptive and it's still continuous for the past 3 years. And we're not sure how long would this continue as well.
You also touched on it, I briefly as well. You've also been receiving help and aid and advice from other people.
Yes, that is true. Of course, yes.
Who has been reaching out to you and giving you advice that were named in this letter by Starlight?
Yeah, I mean, most of them, we have been the people who reached them at first. We tried to reach them in order to understand what is this above guideline increases and what it entails and how to, understand and possibly respond to it. So we reached them, we started asking and we started getting advice as how to approach this and how to deal with this. As well, we started doing our own research. Me, myself, I started looking into it more and more. I started looking into how to deal with this process and what kind of things to ask for. And we have also reached through legal clinics as well, community legal clinics, which have been great help for us. But mostly all the work that all the advices that has been done by others for us, it's mainly like just giving advices and just like not like deciding for us, mostly like what our options are, what every options like entails to. So mostly like just a social help thing. Like it wasn't really like any kind of like what Starlight mentioned in the letters.
Well, you mentioned earlier that in the letter that, or you brought up names that were mentioned that were in the letter. Who were these people?
Yeah, so for Phil Zygmunt, he's been an organizer, he's been a helper. He is I believe associated with Brain Eviction Toronto, and he helped giving advices in cases like in problems like that. And for Kevin, he works I believe in the Don Valley legal community, and we have been reaching him for advices and how to do this and how to navigate this if we want to, have what kind of advices we need to do or who to speak with. And for Cole, we haven't been in direct contact with, but I believe he's a person who happened to get involved with, above guideline application increase and their effect on tenants. I believe he spoke about us a few weeks ago in a show, but he also mentioned that this rent strike is totally like only way we could use for us to raise awareness about this problem. So all of them, they've been great help for us. They've been giving us advices. That's the only thing.
How have you personally been affected in the last 4 months of doing this strike?
For me, of course, they've been quite I've been quite anxious about it. I've been quite, thinking about it that what will happen if decision is made by the LTB in regards to the above guideline application. Like basically it means that they're gonna kill the rent strike for us. This has been the kind of thinking for me in the past few days. Over the past 4 weeks, over 4 months, I would tell you like basically I was anxious how to navigate this, and I was trying to get awareness and to get people aware that sometimes rent strikes are the only means necessary to do in order to raise awareness and let people aware that in a place where housing is becoming really unaffordable, it's really necessary that we need to stick together and understand that we should not be priced out from our communities and our houses. It's been really difficult to keep up with all the inflation happening and housing crisis happenings as well. So for us, this is the only way we could do this. General feeling, there have been like overwhelming all over the place from the tenants as well. And for us, I've been with my family as well. We've been like feeling like possibly this might get us evicted, but we need to do this because we need to have, a proper means to stay where we can afford a place like this.
What is your goal with the rent strike?
For me and for others, it's basically that, we need for Starlight to feel the pressure. If it has to do about us holding the rent, it's mainly like we're gonna pay a rent, but we need for Starlight to feel the pressure that, okay, if this above guideline increase is going to affect people's lives, possibly it is the best interest that they do not proceed with this application. The same way they submitted the application, they can also draw it as well. So we need to stick together. We need to tell that about, for Starlight, basically just remove this above guideline application from us.
That's my final question. Do you have any final comments you would like to leave off on?
I mean, I basically think I mentioned everything. I would say that the biggest shock for us is that the LTB decision to fast track the application hearings about the increase It's kind of unprecedented for us because we feel that basically if this happens, that means that we won't be benefiting from doing the rent strike. This means that the LTB actually have been, a party into increasing the cost of our living as well. So other than that, Len, I would say thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.